Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
California and Florida continue to lead the nation with the highest number of people infected with the coronavirus, but Nevada has become one of the states with the most cases per capita. Researchers at George Washington University say Nevada is one of 11 states at risk of straining their supply of intensive care doctors, and that the health system needs to plan out staffing. Nevada's not expected to see a peak in cases until November. Celia Nieto has a view from the inside. She's a registered nurse at the intensive care unit at St. Rose Dominican Siena campus in Henderson, Nevada. She says there are not enough nurses to meet the demand.
In the ICU, a safe ratio is 2 patients to 1 nurse. We are dealing with patients whose conditions can change for the worst in 10 to 15 minutes. Right now, we are given assignments that are having us take care of 3 of those patients to 1. And with these really, really sick patients that we're seeing with COVID-19, they require, like I said, 10 to 15 minutes changes in medication, in drips, and we're not able to maintain that with our eyes on 3 patients.
So could you describe an incident, something that happened most recently, where you had a patient who needed attention, perhaps needed it immediately, and you felt as though you could not provide enough care?
The most recent instance that really affected me was when I had 3 patients critically ill, all on life support, being treated for COVID-19, and the family of one of my patients decided that they would withdraw life support and provide comfort care. And I've been doing this for 15 years, so end-of-life care is not new for me. But in this climate, it is. I'm used to looking into people's eyes, instructing them to hold their loved one's hand, sit with them, tell wonderful stories of this human being who's going to take their last moments, their last breaths. And I was pulled in the other direction, in addition to the family actually not being able to be there. We're on FaceTime, on phones, and I'm being pulled in my other direction, having to prioritize this care of too many patients. I felt like I fell short. I felt like I wasn't able to give that individualized, that compassionate care, hold this person's hand as they took their last breath, and their family wasn't allowed to be there with them either.
So you are not only the nurse looking after 3 patients, you are also representing the family of that one patient who is going to be taken or was being taken off life support. How did you prioritize that?
It's, you know, taking a deep breath. It's really hard, and I do the best I can.
Were you able to speak to him or her, saying the words the family wanted you to say?
I was, to the best of my ability. I just wish I could give it all the attention, you know, I feel that individual deserves, and not feel that nagging pull to my other 2 patients, and they deserve that attention too. They're someone's loved one too.
So given that, I wonder what you want the general public to understand, all of us to understand, what it's like to be a nurse during the pandemic.
You know, one of the things, I'm still shocked that we are not as prepared in terms of with PPE and protection for our frontline healthcare workers.
Are you saying you're shocked that the medical system in general or your hospital in particular?
Both, and the government. As an organization and as nurses, we've been calling on President Trump to activate the Defense Production Act to produce more PPE to keep us safe so we can continue to do this.
Are we catching you, Celia, at the beginning of your shift or end of your shift today?
Neither. I am on a day off, thank goodness.
And you're speaking with us on your day off. We appreciate that. So let me just ask you, what keeps you sane on a day like today, your day off? What are you going to be doing?
I have found hobbies. I do a lot of puzzles. And I will probably swim with my family because it's so hot here in Nevada, high of 113. it's finding those things to let the stress melt off as much as we can. And believe it or not, speaking to you, it makes me feel like I'm doing something. It gives me, you know, a purpose.
Thank you, and we wish you the best. Celia Niento, registered nurse in the intensive care unit at St. Rose Dominican Siena campus in Henderson, Nevada, a suburb of Las Vegas. Good luck, Celia.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
We asked St. Rose Dominican Hospitals for comment. A spokesperson says they're continuing to adapt operations as needed and that they're confident they have enough PPE for all staff.